This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got football for you tonight here on 97.3. The Fan, Chiefs and Broncos from Denver. Coverage starts at 5 o'clock. I'm kind of curious. I thought the Chiefs might be the team to beat. I think I picked them AFC champion. We all did on our roundtable to start the season. We had different. All of us chose different teams from the NFC. We all thought the Chiefs in the AFC, but last couple of weeks at home, some problems. And joining us right now from Action News in Kansas City, love having this guy on, Mick Schaefer, with us here on Ben and Woods. Mick, it is good to have you this morning. How have you been?
Been great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. San Diego. It's perfect. Right. Just no football right. team, yeah. But other than that, we're good.
You always have me on during like bad weather months here in Kansas City, which are like – those are like 13 months out of the year of bad weather months.
Is it already bad? It's
kind of brisk. I'm kind of a wuss really about everything, and weather included. It's like 60s here, and I'm just I'm bundled up.
Well, because you know it's coming. You know that winter is coming in Kansas City, and you know I'll tell you, we were just talking about it. We all loved the Chiefs. I mean, we just loved what we saw out of Mahomes last year. How could you not? Good kid, even better player, like unbelievable MVP. It's pretty clear that he's not 100% right now. What's the latest on the great quarterback Patrick Mahomes?
So he tweaked an ankle in week one and kind of recovered. Weeks two, three, and four was fine, but then that game against the Colts got stepped on by his own backup offensive lineman, who has not been great at all, stepping in for Pro Bowl offensive lineman Eric Fisher. And so tweaked it again that game and then was pointing to it like for a third time in week six. So it's a thing. He's probably, I don't know, anywhere from 80 to 90%. Of course, he's getting treatment on it day and night. There's been a sentiment here to maybe sit him for a couple games, but frankly, that's a ridiculous sentiment because this is a team that's lost two straight with him. And if he gets sit for a couple games, that's probably a couple more losses, and there's no birthright for this team to make the playoffs. Even a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how, you know, jockeying for that number one seed in the AFC. And right now, frankly, it's getting to the playoffs is priority number one. So he'll of course play tonight. He's hobbled a little bit by it, but he's so unconventional. He's able to make throws off his back foot. He's able to still scramble around an ad-lib. Problem is, guys, that offensive line is so banged up and so average to begin with. The book is out on how to get to him. Flood that line with extra defenders. Get to him early. Disrupt the timing. He's got 51 incompletions the last 3 weeks. That's an average of 17 a week. Last year, he would go through three games and not have 17 incompletions. So the accuracy is off. Having Tyreek Hill back will help a little bit. But it wasn't enough last week. So a game that looked like a gimme a few weeks ago is now kind of a toss-up.
Yeah, the Broncos are the inverse of the Chiefs. They lost their first four and now have got a little momentum by winning their last two. Maybe the blessing here for the Chiefs' struggles, though, Mick, the last couple of weeks is that, it's not like the Chargers are killing it. I mean, they're in trouble. There's no one stepping up. Now, the Raiders have been playing better. I don't know how concerning it is, but as you look at the AFC West, what are the teams that you think? I mean, is it Denver now getting hot? Is it the Raiders and what they've done? Is it still possibly the Chargers is the biggest threat to the Chiefs here?
I think it's so cliche, right? But the biggest threat is the Chiefs and then not being able to get healthy and then being able to somehow beat themselves. They've already played the Raiders in Oakland and got a win there early. So you're right. Oakland is kind of up and running a little bit more, but their only remaining game with them is in Arrowhead. The Chargers still are a thing. And you know what the biggest thing is, guys? The timing of the game. See, Mahomes has seven losses in his career. Six are at night. Six are at night. Wow. The last game against the Texans, this is the only time he lost during the daytime. So only time we thought, okay, it's no big deal. It's a noon start. It's in the back from Mahomes. So he's human, I guess, when it comes to that. And really for Andy Reid too, guys, in his last 25 AFC West games, he's 22-3. His only losses are on Thursday damn night football, right?
They hate it so last much, year, man. Yeah.
Yeah, last year against the Chargers, a couple of years ago in a wacky one against the Raiders, and then I think it has been 3 or 4 years against the Broncos.
That is wild. I mean, the one thing, too, that you can say about Patrick is, yeah, there's some incompletions, you know, completion percentage down. Still only one interception. So, I mean, he's still Patrick Mahomes, and he's not putting his team in poor positions a lot of the time. And it's an injury, though. I mean, that's the deal. He's not 100%. This is not a sophomore slump. He's still clearly well on his way to being a really, really great quarterback this season.
He is, and I mean, when you think about it, his top two receivers, Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, have played a combined 5 games this season. Hill's played for two, but you're right. Mahomes still thrown for a million yards. He's got the most yards in the NFL. I think he's tied for the most touchdowns. He's got 14. If not, he's right there with, you know, Russell Wilson or somebody else. And just the one interception. And it's funny; it was a controversial interception because they threw pass interference, a flag on the play. Chiefs thought they were going to keep it, and they picked it up and made some odd ruling that the pass interference was on a non-receiver or wasn't on the targeted receiver. So it's been kind of a controversy. So he's been down compared to himself, but he set such a high bar last year that people are going to nitpick, and he's that good. But frankly, the offense hasn't been great, right? 13 points and 24 points the last two games. It's the defense, end of story. This thing, they revamped everything from coaches to players. I think there's only 3 defensive starters left back from last year. All the coaches are different, and this thing is actually worse. They were the 31st ranked defense in the league last year. Only 32 teams. Let's throw that out there. It's worse. They're pacing for it being historically bad this year. They cannot stop the run. Philip Lindsay could look like Barry Sanders tonight, and that's the Chiefs fans' biggest fear.
Talking Chiefs Thursday night football with our guy in Kansas City, Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News. Mick, what is Thursday night in a parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium like? I mean, what's, you know, describe the experience. Give us the sights and the smells. I'm kind of curious. It's been a while. I missed the tailgating. It's one of the things that I miss the most about the Chargers being gone is the lack of good tailgating experiences now in San Diego.
I mean, it smells like barbecue and sometimes some little regret and a little fear, all those smells in the air. It's always, you know, I can't see spiders that are out there. But it's great. It's an enjoyable time wherever it is, whenever it is. Problem is tonight it's in Denver. So if you're tailgating at Arrowhead tonight, there's some issues there. Maybe you might be a little certifiable.
That's all right.
Watch out. Put him on a list somewhere. The last two home games have happened.
I'm just picturing December and the snow and those diehards that go out there.
I like how
it doesn't even matter.
I like how he set you up for it.
He did.
Like played it. Fine. He played it, and then he goes, by the way.
We just talked about Arrowhead so much. I started picturing
it
in my mind.
I know you did. You're
I was thinking about
picture.
Barbecue. I got hungry all of a sudden, and I just wanted something. I wanted a description of food is basically what I was looking for.
Pretty much. He likes to torture himself, Mick. No, it should be a good one tonight. You know, Denver was kind of dead and buried, you know, after the first few weeks. And they're kind of finding a little bit of a rhythm. So whereas after week one, if I looked at this game, I would have been like, you know, it's fun to watch Mahomes play always. But now it actually should be, you know, it's that old school AFC West battle that we love these. So, I mean, this should be great.
Yeah, last year, Mahomes has played twice now at Mile High. This will be the fourth game against the Broncos, so the team he's played the most. He's only thrown one touchdown pass in 2 games there. So the defense has been great. Obviously, shutting out the Titans last week, playing well the last couple of games. The Chiefs fans are expecting a battle, and no way 2 weeks ago would anybody have thought this was a game the Broncos could get. But, hey, it's the NFL. Your world changes week to week.
Mick, I really appreciate it. Thanks for spending a few minutes checking in with us.
You bet. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.